From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, April 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
jacking up the cost of gas so that on average Americans are paying at least $15 more to fill up their tank.
US and Iran continue to trade blows and rise in number of uninsured cars on our roads. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, Donald Trump says the US has seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Gulf, claiming it claimed to respond to warnings as part of its naval blockade. Tehran has condemned it as an act of armed piracy. The development comes as Vice President J.D. Vance prepares to lead fresh talks on ending the war, although there's uncertainty over whether Iran will send negotiators to Pakistan. Ivo Dolder, former US permanent representative to NATO, says the Iranian regime remains determined.
This is an asymmetrical fight where the United States' advantage is the only thing it has is overwhelming military power. And as a result, we're seeing a quite predictable case in which the United States is trying to press Iran to give something that the Iranians just aren't prepared to give.
UNIFIL says its peacekeeping mission in Lebanon is definitely not working at the moment. It follows the deaths of several UN troops in recent attacks, including a French peacekeeper on Saturday. Despite a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, the mission spokesperson says the situation remains dangerous. UNIFIL's Tilak Pockrell says things are getting worse.
Our role here mainly focuses working with the parties to bring a long-term stability and peace in this part of the world. Without the cooperation of the parties, UNIFIL can do little. So our aim is to get the parties back to the negotiating table and go from there.
There's been an increase in the number of uninsured cars on the roads. There were almost 105,500 uninsured private vehicles on the roads in 2025, compared with almost 102,000 the previous year. One in every 15 cars on Irish roads were unregistered last year, according to the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland. MIBI Chief Executive David Fitzgerald wants the law changed so action can be taken against drivers who have no insurance.
At the moment in Ireland, it's not an offence to own an uninsured vehicle. It's only an offence to drive it. And that's out of step with the systems used in most countries across Europe. And we want to update the law to ensure that all registered vehicles that are active in Irish roads are insured unless they've been formally taken off the road. They use that in Europe and the UK, and it's been very successful in reducing uninsured driving.
President Catherine Conley will convene the Council of State this afternoon for advice about the International Protection Bill. The bill, which passed through the Oireachtas last week, has been described by the Justice Minister as the most significant reform of Irish asylum laws in the history of the state, but human rights groups have raised concerns. Speaking from a political summit in Barcelona at the weekend, the President says it's her right to seek advice.
I think when the President calls a Council of State, it's because there are issues in relation to it, and that's why we have a Council of State, to look at that.
A man in the US has killed 8 children in a domestic-related shooting. 2 women were seriously injured and a teenager was also hurt in the attacks at 2 homes in Shreveport in Louisiana. Local police commander Chris Bordelon says the suspect fled, carjacked a vehicle and was later killed after a police chase.
He is deceased and Louisiana State Police will be taking over that portion in which the Shreveport police officers discharged their firearms. So we don't have any more information on the shooting that occurred in Bossier. What we can tell you is this is a domestic disturbance here. This is a very large scene with multiple deceased children.
Scarlett Faulkner's brother has been found dead 2 days after helping to carry his sister's coffin. Tributes have been paid online to Jason Faulkner, who died yesterday. Scarlett Faulkner passed away last Monday, 3 weeks after she was allegedly assaulted near Bird Hill in North Tipperary. A 16-year-old girl and a 40-year-old woman are before the courts, charged in connection with the alleged attack. Travel agents say they don't expect disruption from Aer Lingus' plans to cut 500 flights over the next few weeks. The airline says it's axing the flights to carry out mandatory maintenance, with most affected passengers being transferred onto different flights on the same day. Irish Travel Agents Association board member Paul Hackett says it won't have a major impact on passengers.
Being honest, I would say absolutely nothing. This is a tiny fraction of their overall summer schedule. Part of this was part of their planned maintenance program. As an association, we're quite surprised to see the story being a front page story on any of the Sunday newspapers by virtue of the fact that this is so small.
In entertainment news, Sabrina Carpenter has thanked Madonna for the privilege of a dream performance with her. The pair teamed up at the Coachella Festival in California. The Espresso singer says she'll never forget the experience. And in sport, in Gaelic Games, Cork made the perfect start to the Munster Hurling Championship campaign, avenging last year's All-Ireland final loss with a hard-fought win over Tipperary at Semple Stadium. A dominant second-half surge saw the Rebels outscore Tipperary 11 points to 1 between the 44th and 59th minute, with debutants William Buckley and Barry Walsh combining for 10 points. Limerick are next up for the Rebels. Boss Ben O'Connor was very pleased with yesterday's work.
It was 13 points each at half time. Yeah. We 13 points got from play. We'd no free got from inside the 65 play, so we thought we were actually hurling okay. A few sloppy mistakes here and there, a few frees that we thought were maybe a small bit harsh. But look, if you win at half time and Munster Championship match, you're happy enough that you can come out and you've 35 more minutes than after.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.